Protesters filed into the Florida Capitol Tuesday, sporting hoodies and signs that read "Justice for Trayvon." When they were told that Governor Scott wasn't in his office, they decided to wait for him anyway.
Get one of his staff people out here.
No, we want Rick Scott.
He's not here.
We'll wait.
All right.
The governor wasn't in Tallahassee at all because he's been touring the talk show circuit in New York, touting his job creation record in advance of the 2014 election. But Scott couldn't escape questions from Bloomberg News reporters about the Zimmerman case. He says the jurors decided and the system worked.
We all wish we could bring him back. But we have a sacred system that works.
The president spoke about that system, didn't he, Governor?
Absolutely. We have a system that works.
The protesters, who call themselves the Dream Defenders, agree the jurors did the best they could with the information they had. But Dream Defender Sierra Taylor says the protests aren't about the verdict. They're about Florida laws.
You know, we don't necessarily have anything against the jury at all. They did exactly what they felt that was best. However, it's the laws that made it possible for, you know, someone like George Zimmerman to get away with the crime that he committed.
Zimmerman's lawyers didn't use the state's standard ground law, which allows for people to use deadly force if they have a reasonable fear for their lives, in his defense. It's a law Dream Defender Director Philip Agnew says creates an environment that leads to more cases like Trayvon Martin's.
Right now, we're taking the onus on ourselves and placing the blame on our leaders who allowed for an environment that criminalized a young black man and caused George Zimmerman to live in fear of a young kid who had nothing in his hands.
Protesters are demanding the governor order a special session of the legislature to pass a measure they're calling the Trayvon Martin Civil Rights Act of 2013, which would repeal standard ground and mandatory minimum sentencing in Florida. But Governor Scott told Bloomberg News this week he believes the matter was already settled by a task force he convened last year.
After this happened, I put together a bipartisan task force to go look at it. And they came back and said we shouldn't make any changes.
But Sierra Taylor says she doesn't have a lot of faith in the task force's recommendations.
The problem with that is all those people already supported Stand Your Ground to begin with. So even when we were told that the committee was convening, we knew that it was a sham. We knew that it was a joke. So we're asking for a real analysis of Stand Your Ground and how it disproportionately affects young people and black and brown people.
A special session doesn't seem likely, as both the governor and most of the legislature support the law. But for now, the Dream Defenders are still occupying the governor's office, and they say they won't leave until their demands are met. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.